Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome to Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Stephen, how you doing?
Good morning, Pensacola. Good morning, Bridget. Good to see you today. And I tell you what, I'm doing really, really great because guess what? School started last Monday, and we had a full class. So we're going to talk about that today and let people know how we're doing over there at Georgetown Technical College and how my class is doing. And we'll just talk about that some and just let people know that we're doing things right over there, and we are training people for future jobs in the marine industry. And very excited about that. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show, so you can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text any questions that you may have or comments to that same number, 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember that Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. They have special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury product. New inventory for 2021 is coming in now. So they have blowout specials on some 2020 leftover product that they have. So you want to check Key Marine out to see if you can get some special deals on that 2020 product, as well as maybe get some of that 2021 product that they have coming in at special discounted prices as well, because they say that nobody can beat their prices on repowers, and I believe that because Nikki tells me that. So y'all need to check them out on Facebook as well and see what kind of specials they may have running on maybe some consignment boats and other things that they have available. Remember, Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair, and I have several of my students working out there as well. Their lobby is still closed, but they are assisting people curbside, and they do a great job at that. They will come out to your boat and walk around with you and talk about the repairs or that you may need or services that you may need, and they'll help you curbside. I am the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. You can get them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. georgestonecollege.edu. You can also Google them and find them there as well. 850-941-6200 is the phone number out there, but I highly recommend you go by and talk to the counselors. That's the best way to get as much information as you can. They do have a chat feature on their webpage, so you can check that out. And scholarships are available, but you must pre-qualify for those. So go up there and talk to the counselors about that. They're more than happy to help you with that. Also, VA and Pell Grants are also available. So they'll give you the steps it takes to figure out if you're eligible for either VA or Pell, and they're more than happy to help you with those steps. So definitely give Georgetown a chance again. And just remember, today is a call-in show. So you can call us at 850-437-1620 if you have any boating questions, any comments. Maybe you have a problem with your boat and you'd like to talk to me about that, or maybe you're interested in my class as well. So you can give us a call on that too.
Absolutely. Very good. So what happened at school this last week?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We started school on Monday, and we do night class Monday through Thursday, and school starts at 2:15 for students, and we go until 9 o'clock at night, and we had a full class. I have a total of 20 students on my roll. 18 of them are in my classroom, face-to-face learning and training. Two of them are in-field under co-op program, and they're working in field, which they're still under my school umbrella. So I have ability to counsel with those students and help them students that are on the co-op program. And it just turned out to be a great week. When I went back to school, if people who listen to my show knows that we haven't been back in there for a while. We went back in July just for a short period of time. I think I had around 10 students at that time, and everything went well for July. And now we're showing up with 18 students in the classroom. And I just, you know, decided that we were going to have a good class, and we're going to train people up the way they should be trained and just keep moving forward. And that's what we're doing over there. So it's been good. The students' attitudes are great. I have a great, solid class. Seven out of those 18 are new students, brand new students starting this year. And every one of them is so excited about the marine industry and getting a job in the marine industry. So that's just, it's just good to have that and see them in front of me again. You know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
just a good feeling.
Yeah, I know, because it was so difficult, you know, whenever you guys were trying to do school online learning, because, you know, your class is so hands-on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we did the online learning, and I still continue, as my listeners are hearing me today, we still continue at George Stone to work on our online courses just in case something may happen. You know, we never know nowadays from day to day where you're going to be or what you're going to be doing. So we're planning ahead, and I've been training other instructors along with a couple IT instructors have been helping me to train other instructors on how to do some online classes for the students. So that's been working out real well, and our teachers are engaged with that. And of course, you know, teachers want to be in the classroom. They don't necessarily want to be at home training students from a computer. That's just not the way it works. And even in K-12, you know, non-technical classes, I just think that most teachers want to be in that classroom helping their students. And that's the way we are over at George Stone Technical College. We want to be with our students so we can help them to meet their goals. And the best way to do that is face-to-face. And I'm telling you, we're just doing it right and making sure that students are safe, as you will. And I really haven't changed much in my class because basically I'm doing what I've always done since I've been teaching. We've always done the things that we do now, cleaning and making sure students don't feel well, send them home, that kind of thing. So, you know, tell them don't come in if you're not feeling well. I've always done that, and I've always had great success in the past and now, just keeping my class safe from any kind of flu or cold or what have you, you know, and we just continue to move forward with all that stuff. So it's a good opportunity to have them in there, and it's just great for me. We did What Did You Learn? If you're a longtime listener, you know what I'm talking about. We do What Did You Learn on Thursday nights, and when we went virtual, we did still continue to do What Did You Learn on Thursday nights, and it's a session where students get to talk about what they learned during the week. We bring them back into the classroom a little early on Thursdays, and we go around the classroom and talk about what they learned during the week, and everybody learns something during the week, and they talk about the things that they learned, and it creates a conversation between students, and it's just a great time for them to be able to talk about the hands-on projects or even the computer projects they've done during the week. So we love doing that part on Thursday nights. I look forward to that. And I told my students, I said, you know, I said, here we are back in the classroom, and we are in a situation where, you know, this is a lot of y'all, this is the most normal thing you're going through nowadays, and it feels pretty normal at our school. So, you know, that's our administration is helping us, and we are just trying to do things right. And I just want to let people know that.
Absolutely. I do want to encourage any of our listeners. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Stefan. This is Boat Smart. So if you have any questions or any comments about, you know, your boating maintenance, your boat, maybe you're having some problems with it, maybe you're in the market for a new boat, Stefan can answer all of your questions. And the number to call or text is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to answer your questions, and maybe you just have a comment or something like that. I have two students, and this is pretty interesting to me, that are driving an hour and a half every day to get to come to our school. And so when they got there the first day, of course, you know, I'm trying to get to know my new students and talk to them and know what their background is and things like that. And these students, actually, they're two brothers, driving an hour and a half to come to the Marine Service class. And I said to them, where they're driving from, I said, you know, you got other schools in your area that are closer than this one that train in the Marine Service industry. And believe it or not, I didn't even think I'm going to have to look it up one day, but they said, yeah, we know that, but we've been looking at reviews for your class, and this is why we chose to come here, because you got the best reviews. And to me, that's just awesome. That's the best compliment a school can get, a program can get from a student that wants to drive an hour and a half one way to come to class. And you know me, I'm going to do everything I can to make that hour and a half, 3 hour drive, if you look at the total drive time, you know, as successful as possible, because that is a compliment and for me and the program and the school that students are willing to do that and drive that far to come into class.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's just a great testament to the program as well. And the fact that you have so many students that, you know, continue to come to the Marine Service class and want to enroll. So I do have a question for you. I mean, if somebody's listening to the program right now and they say, hey, this seems like a great opportunity for my child or for myself, I mean, is it too late to get into the class?
All right. Right now we have a full class. Okay. So we do have a waiting list at this point. So what I would recommend the potential student or person that's interested is to come by to school, talk to the counselors, and try to set up a time when I'm at school, during my normal business hours at school, if you will, and to come by and talk to me and let me give you a tour of the facility. Even though there's a waiting list, and if you're interested, I would highly recommend that you come in, go ahead and get all your paperwork done, get everything set up to where when people come off of that waiting list, that you will move up the line and get closer to coming to school. Because we take students in once a month on the first Monday of every month. It's called open enrollment. And we take students at those times. So the best thing to do is to get on the waiting list. And because the waiting list may be a month, it may be less, who knows. But when I have a student that graduates, or I have a student that maybe go co-op, which means they're not in my class anymore, and they're out working in the field, that opens up a position in my class. So we take students the first Monday of every month through open enrollment. And as long as there's a seat available, we will take them in. And some of the classes around there are limiting, all the classes are limiting the amount of people they have in their rooms and at those areas because of the social distancing requirements that they have. The same with my class as well. But this is my normal class size. So typically, I run anywhere from 17 to 20, so that's basically a good class size for me, and it's working well. So, highly recommend go by to school, talk to the counselors, find a time when I'm there, and we'll make things happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text. Stefan, I know that usually you have some students that participate in the Skills USA competition and things like that. What is that going to look like this year?
Yeah, that's looking a little interesting this year because we've had a couple of skills meetings and they were virtual. I'm actually more than likely going to not do Skills USA this year, and we're going to just bypass that this year and kind of wait until things get back to a normal situation, because at this point, they're probably not going to have any, large competitions going on. They were talking about doing some virtual stuff and things like that. So for this year, I'm going to back away from it a little bit. And for my listeners the people that are listening right now, Skills USA is a national organization. It has to do with tech schools. It's a great organization. And what it is, it's about leadership and in the any industry type of field. And we have competitions throughout the state and the region, the state and national competitions. And the Marine Service class, in the last 8 or 9 years, we have competed at national level up in Louisville or over in over in Missouri, and I can't remember the name of the city over there that we go to, but we have competed in those areas at national level and have done real well at those competitions, bringing back some silver and bronze medals from national levels, where it's where students get to compete against people that are learning in their same work field. So it's a great opportunity for students. But again, I think this year my goal is to concentrate on my class. My goal is to get my classroom and my back on our feet again, to where we're doing pretty solid in the classroom before we get involved in skills. So basically, I'm taking something off my plate so I can continue to work with my program. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And of course, if you want to be involved in the Marine Service Program at Georgetown Technical College, you can start with the counselors. You can utilize their live chat feature on their website. There are so many great programs there.
There are. There are a lot of programs there, and all of our teachers are they're just great people that care about the students there, and that's what's so important. You know, I've heard a lot of people say to me, this is not like college where we are a number, you know, kind of person thing, you know, where the professor or the instructor don't even know the student's name. I literally know my students' names. I know students that have been gone out of my program for 8 years or more, and I know where they're working. I know how their families are doing. I try to keep up with them, and it's not for me contacting them as much as they contact me, and we stay in touch, that kind of thing as well. So, you know, we care about our students, and we want them to be successful. That's why it's so important for you to come by and talk to me so we can talk about your goals. What are your goals in the past years, next few years, and what do you plan on doing? And that's a very important question. And that's a question that I ask my students on day one. I ask all my new students, why are you here? What are you doing here? You know, what is your plan? And that's so very important to understand that. And I don't think you get that when you go into a huge college or anything like that. I don't think you get the opportunity to say, hey, this is my plan and this is what I need to do and this is what I'm wanting to do and how can you help me move forward? And that's what we do at Georgetown. We help our students move forward with their goals, and we continue to do that.
Yeah, it's very individualized, which I love. You're not just a number when you're at Georgetown. I mean, like we were saying, you know, you get to know your students on a very, you know, even personal level. You know, where do you want to be? Like, how can I help you find a job? I mean, I know some students are there, you know, just to get some skills, but others, you know, they want to do this as their career, and you have the ability for great job placement as well.
Yeah, it's a career choice, not a job choice when you come over to Georgetown, I think. Anybody can have a job, and that's kind of easy to do. A job can be at McDonald's or wherever. I'm just throwing that out there. But to have a career and a career choice, that makes the difference in somebody's life, to have a career that you can count on, something that you can continue to build on throughout your career. It's like my students right now that I have in the co-op programs are getting ready to go to Yamaha School and Mercury School. And they're moving forward with training that the dealerships are taking the expense portion of that, paying the students, the employee, to go to school and to continue their education in their career field. And that's great, because once you learn and you take that learning experience that you have, that's something that nobody can take away from you. It's something that you have, and you should carry that with you through your entire life and your career choices that you make. So yeah, I just like to think of it as a good career choice rather than a job opportunity, and anybody can have a job, in my opinion. It's just having a career is a way different look at it. Like you, Bridget, you're in a career choice. You have a career choice in the radio industry. That's what you have, and that's different than a job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's something that really, you know, you become passionate about. It becomes part of your life, and it's great every day. And it's amazing. And they can give you those opportunities at Georgetown, which is phenomenal. I don't know what the weather's really looking like this weekend, but Stephen, have you been taking your boat out these past couple of weekends?
I have not been out in a boat in a long time. And I think my listeners already know that I've been doing some kayaking, which don't require much repair. You know, so as far as the marine industry is concerned, there's not a lot of repairs you can do to a kayak. But I haven't been out on a real boat in a long time. And I would love to do that. But, if anybody's out there and want to take me for a boat ride, give me a call. I would love to do that. I know you do that quite often, Bridget. You have friends that have boats and things like that.
And I think that's the best way to go. I mean, in my personal opinion, it's like, okay, yeah, in the future, owning a boat, it sounds fabulous, minus all the repairs you have to do and all the money you have to put into it. But what sounds even better is you just find friends. If they have boats, you know, just become very close to those people. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can have all the fun without the headache.
Right. That is one way to look at it. I did have a teacher friend of mine, a person that worked in the school district. She's a friend of my family. And they were looking for a boat, and they sent me some information on it. And they actually bought a brand new boat. Just yesterday, I believe they purchased that motor the day before they took the delivery of it. But they called me and or they sent me an email, and then we called and talked, and I looked at the specs on the boat for them and said, yeah, that's a great boat. And they turned around and bought it, and they're very excited about having a new boat. But the trick is for them, with anybody with a brand new boat, is to start out at the beginning doing your maintenance and on it at the beginning when you first purchase the boat. Make sure that you understand what maintenance intervals you have to take, and make sure you do those intervals. Make sure that you're changing the oil and the filters and making sure your fuel system's good and that kind of thing. And make sure you're using your boat. Don't buy a boat if you're not going to use it. Don't buy one, I'm telling you. If you're going to let that boat sit in your driveway or at the marina and not use that boat, you are wasting your time and money. You have to use those boats when you purchase them, because that causes more damage than just running them all the time, for sure. And, so make sure you have a good maintenance schedule on the new boat. Make sure you use it. Those are the two tips that I can give for somebody that's interested in getting a boat. Even if you buy a used boat, something that's used, buy something late model, and decide that you're going to start maintaining it like a new boat and start that process there as well.
Absolutely. And I know we might be getting some rain this weekend, or, you know, as we're moving into hurricane. Well, we've been in hurricane season, but as we're kind of getting through, we might have some more, you know, activity coming our way possibly in the future. I mean, what can people do to prepare, you know, their boats and everything like that to protect them?
Well, you know, as with any storm, you never know where they're going to go or what they're going to do. So always be prepared during hurricane season. Start planning before hurricane season, especially boats that are out in the at a marina area where they may or you have it docked at your house or something like that. You can prepare way before the season gets here to get that boat moved to a high dry or to a marina location where they can haul it out and get it into a little safer area. And I tell you, we did definitely dodge the one that came ashore this week. You know, I tell you, when they start forecasting these storms to come toward us, people kind of get into a little panic and start trying to get things done. But it's better to get things done way ahead of time before that happens. And prayers are out for the people over in Louisiana and that Texas area, for the ones that got hit. We know how that feels, because we've gone through it here, and I just have many prayers for those people that they get back on their feet and get their area restored, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so devastating. I mean, we know how that feels, and obviously we're grateful it's not us here in Pensacola and in the Panhandle area, but, I mean, you never want to see, you know, that kind of destruction anywhere. I mean, yesterday I was like, oh, gosh, I mean, that could have been us, you know? It's just crazy.
Yep, that's for sure. And I tell you, it's just better to pre-plan, so make sure you do that. And if you need pre-planning tips, write your questions down. The next week, I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you as well. I know we're getting short on time, so I would like to mention, before we start into our sponsors and thanking them, I would like to mention that in the next few weeks, I'm going to have Jeff Kilgore on the show. That's our Mercury Marine rep. He will agree to come on the show by phone in the next couple of weeks. We're going to plan that out, and we're going to talk about Mercury product for a little bit. So stay tuned for that, and I will let you know exactly what week we're going to do that as well. And I enjoy having Jeff Kilgore on the show and Yamaha rep Jeff Crane on the show, and we're going to plan on getting them guys on the show in the next few weeks as we continue with Boat Smart. So I would like to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center. Key Marine is located at 5621 Briar Road here in Pensacola. Phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. They got special blowout prices on that 2020 leftover product. So call them, ask them what they got in stock. Maybe they have the perfect engine for your repower. So give them a call and find out what they have in stock. And they also have some new 2021 engines arriving now. So they're building their stock so they can help you with your repower needs. Also, you can check out George Stone Technical College on georgestonecollege.edu. That's the best way to do it. Check out that chat feature. You can also find everybody's email addresses in the faculty page as well. So if you have any questions there, we are more than happy to do that as well, answer your questions. I think email and coming by is the best way to get a hold of us over there, because we're in and out at all different times. So that's the best way to do that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Stefan, for joining us on the show today. Congratulations on your first week of school complete. And, you know, we wish you great luck and great success with the rest of your program. Make sure that you get in contact with them if you want to join the marine service industry. And make sure you check out Key Marine. What's going on, Mark?
FHP investigating a deadly hit and run last night. We'll have the story.